Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know whether you follow me on Twitter, but if you do, you'll know that I've been raving on about this TV show for some time. There's only been, I think, 4 episodes in this series, but other people have been telling me that there have been previous series, which I so need to see. But they're not available on iPlayer or anything, and I need them in my life. I'm talking about Mary, Queen of Shops. Stick with me. If you've seen it, you'll know how brilliant it is. It's a lady called Mary, who is quite scary. Scary Mary. And she goes to shops that are rubbish and not making any money and gives the owners some advice in sometimes quite a harsh way and then gives the shop a makeover to make them make money and for the shop to be less rubbish. It's one of the best things on TV at the moment. Me and my flatmate are absolutely obsessed with this show, and I know there's only 6 in this series. That's not a series. Like, we need 12. We need so many episodes that they could do on a bad cable channel, like a whole Mary Queen of Shops weekend. I can't get enough of this. You know, like how they've got so many Come Dine With Me's that they can actually fill whole weekends on More For with it. That's what I want from Mary Queen of Shops. Anyway, my flatmate has taken the obsession to a new level today. Hello, flatmate.
Hello, Dr. M.
How are you?
I'm good.
Tell the listeners what you've been doing today.
Today, I've come to a place called Corfe to visit a village shop as seen in Mary Queen of Shops, episode 2.
Is it Corfe in Dorset? Is that where you are?
Yep.
All right. So you live in London.
Yes.
What time did you get up this morning to go to the shop?
About 7 o'clock.
Uh huh. And you got a train to where? Bristol.
I got a train to Wareham, and then had to get a cab over to Corfe.
Right. Now Corfe on the show looked lovely. I think I went there with the Hoff once. I think that's one of the places we went to on our little tour of the UK.
It is really nice.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Going to the shop.
Now, there's no other reason that you and your girlfriend have gone there apart from just to visit the shop featured on episode 2 of Mary Queen of Shops.
Yeah, the people that were actually in the shop on the show were serving in the shop.
Yes!
I don't know why I didn't expect them to be. I thought they might have got a little bit too big for their boots and got other people in. But they were actually in the shop.
Brilliant. Is that the one where it was kind of quite a bad convenience store and they just sold everything, like too much stuff? It was really cluttered up.
It was like the shop near our house.
Yes,
yeah, it just sells everything.
Yeah, it's like completely full, so you can't actually move with stuff everywhere. It was really cluttered up.
And
then
now
it's good now, is it?
Now they've got loads of local produce. I bought you some gifts.
What have you bought?
I bought you some Corfe cake. Do you remember the man, the toothless man, that made cake?
Yes!
Yeah, I've got you some of his cake.
Did you meet the toothless man?
No, he wasn't there. I'm still hoping, though, because, you know, I've got time.
He was my favourite.
There isn't much else to do.
No.
In Corfe, so hopefully I'll run into him.
Oh, okay. And the couple, they'd moved from London, and they lived there, and they weren't friends with anybody or something, weren't they?
That's right, no one liked them.
Yeah, but now everyone likes them.
I think so. Right. Although they might be doing too well that it's putting the other shops out of business.
Oh, it's been on TV, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'm really impressed you've gone there today. Everyone's like, oh, you and your flatmate need a hobby. This is our hobby. We're obsessed with Mary Queen of Shops. You don't understand how good it is. Watch it. It's on BBC Two.
Okay, imagine if our hobby is to visit all the places off of Mary Queen of Shops. That's
right.
A good hobby.
Okay, the one I watched last night, which is this week's episode, we need to go there. Because they sell, like, furniture and stuff. It was an awful furniture shop. And it's the woman with the scary eyes. And and a bloke called Dazzle, who looked like he was in a rock band in 1973. And their son, who, up until Mary came along, was actually working in the shop and serving people in a dressing gown.
He even went to a meeting of someone else's shop in the dressing gown.
Yes, he did, because remember, he didn't have a scarf. So he wore a dressing gown. We need to go to that one next, all right?
Okay.
Right, try and meet the toothless man.
I'll get a picture.
Okay, speak to you later, bye.
Bye.
Podcast.
Hello, I'm Scott. Some people very, very impressed and excited that my flatmate is today visiting Corfe, where the castle is in Dorset, just to go to an actual corner shop. He's gone on like a 2.5-3 hour journey. I love Mary Queen of Shops. The scary eyes woman should have been married to Ozzy Osbourne. You're dead right. She had really scary eyes. And we've just decided off air then, while that record was playing, that we are going to visit that shop next week. So we'll report back. But today is the corner shop in Corfe. Next week will be the woman with the scary eyes and the furniture shop in Kingston upon Thames.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what it's like. If you're anything like me, you want to know about the football. You want to feel part of the crowd. You want to kind of be able to talk about football with other people, but you don't know nothing. You've got no idea what's going on. Which is why, if you are like me, we have a 14-year-old to guide us through the difficulty of the World Cup. And his name is Lloyd. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello?
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 Right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How was your mum's arm operation?
Good. Yeah, she's fine.
It was good.
How is Kylie?
Amazing.
Good.
Are you a bit jealous?
Did you send her my love?
No, but she did say her favourite bit of the show whenever she listens is Lloyd's football knowledge.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she actually say that?
No.
Ah.
Just imagine she did, though.
Did she really?
No, imagine that she did, I said.
She did say it, didn't she? You're just jealous.
Yeah, she said it, yeah.
I had a special lesson today.
Oh, not another one.
I know, I get them more frequently.
Special lessons?
It was all about the expansion and contraction of a certain part of the body.
Was it?
Yeah, and then they said at the end, next week it's role plays. I don't know what I asked them what that's about, and they said reading stuff off a sheet, so...
Are you going to the dentist again next week, then?
No.
To try and get out of the lesson?
No, I enjoy the lessons.
Oh, do you?
I go to the dentist so I can watch the football.
Just you have special lessons, or is it everyone?
All of us. We all have special lessons.
All right, I thought they were singling you out.
No.
So this week, expansion and contraction, and next week, role play.
Role play, yes.
Well, that'd be interesting.
It'll be different.
Okay, football, what have we got?
Right, on now, it's the Netherlands versus Brazil. And tonight, it's Uruguay versus Ghana.
Do you think today, though, most people are watching the tennis rather than the football?
Yeah, because Murray's going to win the tennis.
Is he?
He's going to win.
Yes. So what's the one tonight? Ghana?
Yeah, Uruguay versus Ghana.
I'm going for Ghana.
I've got Ghana in the sweepstake.
I like Ghana a lot. I want them to win the World Cup.
But Uruguay, I was born in Shrewsbury.
Best you just skip to the end of the joke now, really.
Yeah.
So you got Ghana in the sweepstake, the one that you embezzled all the money from, haven't you?
Yeah, the £2.50 one.
What's your predictions for tonight?
Ghana will beat Uruguay 1-0, or it could go to penalties.
Have we had many penalties so far?
No, we've had one, and it was Japan, and they lost to Paraguay.
Penalty shootouts are the best bit, though, of football by far, aren't they?
No, not if you're English.
Yeah, but it's the most exciting bit.
It is, but it's never normally good when England are in a penalty shootout.
But England didn't have to even go out to penalties this time, did they?
Yeah, I know. We're quite lucky, I suppose.
So what stage are we at now, Lloyd? Are we nearly at the final?
We're at the quarterfinals.
Right.
So the winners of the two matches today will play each other in the semi-finals, and then the winners of the two matches tomorrow will play each other in the semi-final.
Who's on tomorrow, then?
It's Argentina versus Germany at 3 o'clock. And then at 7:30, it's Paraguay versus Spain.
They're all quite good teams left in now, aren't they?
Yeah, it should be England instead of Germany, though.
And Lloyd, they wouldn't have beaten Argentina, would they?
Oh, I think they would have.
No, they wouldn't, though. Let's be honest.
Don't be so defeatist. But we would have.
At least it might be a good match now, Germany v Argentina.
Well, we can watch it from a neutral point of view, can't we?
What, you mean like we don't really like either of them? Making that neutral.
Well, yeah, sort of.
What's your plans for the weekend, Lloyd?
I am playing golf tomorrow.
You love it, don't you?
Not watching the football. And then I'm not doing anything on Sunday yet.
So you're open to offers?
I'm open to offers, yeah.
Let's say if Kylie Minogue was to offer you to go to the Wimbledon final with her, how would that sound?
That'd be quite good.
You up for that?
Yeah. Is she listening?
Well, if you're listening, Kylie, let me know.
Hi, Kylie. Did she sing me a jingle on yesterday?
Oh, I forgot to ask.
Oh, dear. Have you got the Bee Gees to do me a jingle yet?
Well, no, they're doing it over the weekend. They're very busy.
Oh, that's okay, then.
All right.
I'll be ready for Monday.
Ready for Monday, absolutely.
I'm expecting it.
All right, I'll let Barry and the other one know.
Aren't there three of them?
I've got to go now. So
why? There's three of them, isn't there?
Of the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Right, I'll speak to you on Monday and I'll have the Bee Gees.
Hang on, you haven't answered my question.
Okay, bye.
Blah, 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 blah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.